T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining me now on the hotline is Odyssey NBA insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Former NBA GM with us now. Ryan, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Adam, I'm doing great. I'm very relaxed because I don't have to sit in that room and watch the ping pong balls be drawn or have my future dependent on the results. I'm doing excellent.
It's a great point, right? Because we talk about the Cavs, and the Cavs are, you know, the worst team in the NBA the last 3 years. They got, what, the fifth best odds of getting that pick. And, you know, well, first of all, let's start with this. Is Cade Cunningham the no-brainer first overall pick? Is there any argument for anyone else in your mind?
I do think there's an argument. I don't think okay. It's a no-brainer. I think Cunningham is most likely to go number one, but there's some really talented players in this year's draft. Adam, most of the top evaluators I talk to around the league, the guys I respect, have a 4 or 5 player grouping at the top. Mentioned Cade Cunningham. He was terrific at Oklahoma State. But Jalen Suggs and Gonzaga, I'm sure your listeners saw him play as well, all the way to the national championship game as the Zags tried to go undefeated before losing to Baylor in the final, was terrific as well. Jalen Green, a guy who your listeners probably aren't as familiar with unless they watched the G League Ignite, a really explosive guard who might have the most upside of anybody in this year's draft. And then Evan Mobley, the versatile big man out of USC, can play both ends of the court. So those four guys have kind of risen above the pack, Adam. So I do think it's open for debate, and as always, you have to go through the process, and if it's close, right. The interviews and medicals, and in addition to the film study and the in-person workouts, we'll decide who's the best player. But as of now, Cunningham is a nose ahead of the rest of the pack.
It's so weird. I mean, the NBA is so unique compared to any other league. Obviously, the NFL, you know, for the most part, you need a quarterback to win, but you don't always get that great quarterback with the first pick in the draft. Is, but you know, a lot of them are first-round picks, but they can go lower, certainly. Baseball is the least dependent on one individual player for success. But in the NBA, if you don't have stars, you pretty much can't win. I mean, it's really that simple. I guess we've seen examples here and there, that Pistons team 20-something years ago, whatever. But for the most part, without stars, you can't win, right?
Yeah, and when you have to go back almost 20 years to find a pertinent example, that probably tells you what the trend is. You do need stars, and usually multiple stars, to win at the highest levels. And that's why the lottery is so important. I mean, look, Nikola Jokic, who just won the MVP, is an anomaly, right? He was 41st pick in the draft, by far the latest player ever drafted. Even the guys in Denver's front office who drafted Gary Harris and Yusuf Nurkic before him say, look, we're surprised by this. We didn't expect him to be this good, an MVP and all that. And I only bring that up, Adam, because, you know, every other MVP in the history of the league before Jokic won it this year was picked 15 or higher. And as you look at a lot of them, you know, the closer you get to the top of the draft, especially if you land that number one pick, that's that rarefied air where guys like Tim Duncan and LeBron James and Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis and others come in. So that's why, as much as teams hate to admit it, there is a lot riding on the way the ping pong balls bounce later on tonight.
I mean, your job may be on the line based on something you can't control. I mean, if you're Kobe Altman, the team has made no progress in terms of wins and losses. Now, some of the individual players have made progress, and we could debate the, you know, I think he's done an okay job. I think there's a lot of things he's done poorly and some things he's done well. I don't know. What do you think of the job he's done? And, you know, if they end up with the 7th pick today, you know, they're going to have another just maybe decent player, and they're really not going to make any progress. So there's so much dependent on it. What do you think of the job that Kobe's done so far?
Yeah, I think they need to turn the corner relatively soon. I mean, they've accumulated a lot of young talent. They've also taken on contracts to get young talent and draft picks and things like that. But as I look at their books, Adam, they're not a salary cap space team, which is unusual for a team that's 22 and 50. So you need to start turning the corner relatively soon if you're Kobe Altman or maybe Bickerstaff, because I look at their books next year. Their payroll is significant, especially factoring in the potential extension for Jared Allen, which I think will start at north of $20 million a year. So it's tough to continually pick in the lottery if your payroll is a little bit bloated. Now, if they have another year of development, I thought Darius Garland took a big step last year. Colin Sexton broke out at times. Jared Allen, I thought I really liked the value piece of the trade. I say all that, Adam, because those guys, along with whoever they get lottery this year, those guys are going to have to help them take a significant leap forward next year, because I look at their, yeah, their salary cap sheets, that silver bullet is not coming in free agency, and I think it's probably less likely to come via trade than just draft and develop their own talent.
Yeah, so I mean, is it, some locally have felt like, well, it's unfair to criticize that they haven't won because they went for they had LeBron and then they blew it up. And my thought is I thought Kobe made a huge mistake. I don't know if it's Dan Gilbert or Kobe, whoever you want to blame, the front office in the Kyrie Irving trade. They traded Kyrie. B, the key was the draft pick. They didn't try to go all in to win one more time with LeBron. And so far they've gotten some, as you said, some nice players, but no stars. Maybe they'll become that. I don't know. They haven't gotten any surprises from late draft picks. Kevin Porter Jr., they traded away. I know he was a bit of a mess. The Drummond thing was a waste. They couldn't get anything for Tristan Thompson. The Kevin Love contract's terrible. If he doesn't win next year, do you think that he could be fired?
Well, someone has been fired. I certainly wouldn't speculate on somebody's job status like that. It's up to Dan Gilbert, Adam, but they do need to show progress. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And, you're talking to a guy who had a hand in drafting three of the five starters on the Phoenix Suns right now in the Western Conference Finals and ran out of time. And that's what happens, as in the NBA and in pro sports. You don't always get to see it, whether you're a GM or head coach. So I think, again, the next year is important for them to show some steps and some development. Hopefully they're healthier than they have been, especially in the front court when I look at guys like Kevin Love and Larry Nance Jr. But I think, they're going to have to be a lot better than they are now, a year from now, in order to, satisfy Dan Gilbert and the fan base and show them that the trend line is moving in the right direction.
We're talking with former Suns GM Ryan McDonough, Odyssey.com NBA insider. Ryan, you mentioned the Suns, so we'll go to the NBA playoffs and we'll start with the Suns. You talked about running out of time there. You've drafted three of the five players. Obviously, the team has put it all together here, and what a magnificent postseason run they have. It seems like they've been the best team in the playoffs. How proud are you of your part in it and, the guys that you drafted and what they're doing right now?
It's been a lot of fun to watch, Adam. Howard Beck from Sports Illustrated wrote a nice article about it the other day, just what it's like watching the games. And he asked me if it was bittersweet. I said there's really not much bitter in it. It's just kind of sweet watching those guys develop. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and Mikal Bridges are the three we drafted when I was GM there from 2013 to 18. And those three guys are pretty darn good players. I think they showed that throughout the playoffs, but especially in game one the other day, Adam, when Chris Paul was out in the COVID protocols, those guys, Booker in particular, really stepped up and helped Phoenix to a big win in game one over a good Clippers team. So I'm enjoying watching them play. That's what comes with the territory in pro sports. One of the things I tweeted out earlier today as I was looking at coaching searches around the league and just in the league in general, Adam, is that all four coaches in the Final Four, Monty Williams and Ty Lue in the Western Conference and Mike Budenholzer and Nate McMillan in the Eastern Conference, they are not coaching their first team. And I bring that up because you asked me about myself. Again, you don't always get to see it through. And sometimes if you're lucky and do well, you get another shot somewhere else.
You mentioned those coaches. We were saying the other day that I think we undervalued Ty Lue when he was here. I think, LeBron gets so much credit that we kind of took for granted that Ty Lue did a hell of a job here, and he's obviously done a great job. The Nate McMillan situation, taking over a team that I think was 14-20 when he took over, and obviously nobody had them in the Eastern Conference Finals. What a great job. I mean, sometimes I think, we talk about coaching in football, but, man, these coaches have all done a great job, that these four teams, some new blood here.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's fun to see it. It struck me that all four of them are coaching at least their second team, or Nate McMillan's case, he's on his fourth team between Seattle, Portland, Indiana, and now Atlanta. But you're right. I think your point about Ty Lue, you hit the nail on the head. I don't know if Cavs fans realize just how good that guy is. One of the things I'm really interested to see in Game 2 tonight, Adam, in the Western Conference Finals against Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns is how Ty Lue adjusted. Keep in mind, this team got down 2-0 in their first two series, round one against the great Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks, and came back to win that in seven, and then in round two against the Utah Jazz and came back to win that in six. So I think Ty Lue is the best in-series adjuster of any coach remaining in the playoffs, maybe in the entire league, and I'll be very interested to see how they defend Devin Booker tonight, given that Booker had a 40-point triple-double and lit up a good defensive Clippers team in Game 1.
Most of the great veteran stars are out of the playoffs, Ryan. Have we seen an official changing of the guard to the young stars, or is it still a weird season and kind of an anomaly, and we'll see some of those, you know, maybe Brooklyn against the Lakers next year? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's a combination of both, Adam. It's a little of both. I think some of the stars obviously had bad luck with the injuries in the shortened season. I don't think it's any coincidence that last year's Final Four teams, Boston and Miami in the East and the LA Clippers and Denver Nuggets in the West, were out relatively early in the playoffs. I just think the shortened season and all the challenges of this year with COVID and testing and the protocols, I think those teams got worn down and ran out of gas. So I think it's a little bit of both. But I don't want to diminish in any way what the young guys are doing. Obviously, we talked about the three guys in Phoenix, but I look at Atlanta's roster in the Eastern Conference. So they have a very young squad led by Trae Young, John Collins, and those guys. And that's really what stands out to me, Adam. And, you know, it'd be interesting to try to pinpoint the reason behind it. I think maybe it's because these young guys in high school or AAU now, if they're players play marquee games in front of crowds and on national TV, but these young players, whether it's Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges in Phoenix, or the guys I just mentioned in Atlanta, they don't seem rattled. This is the first playoff run for just about all of them, and those guys have really risen to the occasion, and it's fair. You see guys in their early to mid-20s as the best players on teams in the conference finals, but I think at least two of them, Phoenix and Atlanta, have a number of those guys in their rotations at the top of their lineup.
Who is Phoenix the favorite now? I mean, there's no clear favorite that we've seen in years past, but do you think they are the team to beat right now or no?
I do now. I may be a little biased there for reasons we just discussed, but I think they have the best team. I think they have the deepest team. I think their coach, Monty Williams, is done as well, if not better, than any coach in the league this year. And I don't see a lot of holes, Adam. I think they're good offensively and defensively. They have a star in Booker, and then whenever they get Chris Paul back, which I think maybe as soon as Game 3, they have a Hall of Fame point guard, calming presence. So I think Phoenix should be the favorite. I like whoever comes out of the West. My pick would be Phoenix, but if it's not Phoenix, the Clippers. I think whoever wins the Western Conference championship is going to win the NBA title.
Do you think the Bucks will win the Eastern Conference Finals?
I'm going to go with Atlanta and an upstate. And I know I'm going on a little bit of a limb there, but not take anything away from Milwaukee. They obviously just played a tremendous series, and beating great Kevin Durant in his prime is not easy to do. But if I look at that series, Adam, objectively, the Nets did not have Kyrie Irving. James Harden was playing on one leg, and still, they won the series, at least in part, because Kevin Durant had his toe on the line for a three-pointer at the buzzer in Game 7. So, Milwaukee's a good team. I think if they play Phoenix or even the L.A. Clippers in the finals, their lack of depth would be exposed. So I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Atlanta, again, another deep team who has more bench talent than the Milwaukee, keeps the series relatively close. And then if the Hawks win, I think it's going to be in six or seven. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Hawks spring the upset and go to the NBA Finals.
If you're Philly, what do you do about Ben Simmons right now?
Well, you try to lock him in the gym and have every player development coach and shooting coach who you think is good work with him day after day, rep after rep. I was a little surprised to see that he's not going to play for the Australian national team. I thought that experience against Olympic competition would be beneficial for him. So if that is the case, and with the team bowing out in the conference semifinals, which is certainly earlier than they hoped and anticipated, he needs to work on his shooting, Adam. Just shot after shot, rep after rep. And one of the things that they need to hold him accountable for organizationally next year, from the front office staff to the coaching staff in particular, is to shoot open jump shots in regular season games when the stakes aren't as meaningful, because in my opinion they did not do a good job of that this year. Simmons used his size, strength, athleticism, gets to the basket in the regular season, which is easier to do, and then when that wasn't there, when that wasn't available in the playoffs, when teams game planned for it and schemed against it, he was out of options, and you saw a couple meltdowns late in that series from the Philadelphia 76ers, Ben Simmons in particular.
Ryan McDonough with us, Odyssey.com NBA insider, former Phoenix Suns GM. Speaking of the Olympics, Kevin Love, it was announced today, Kevin Love is going to be on the U.S. Olympic team. And I guess I got a little bit of problem with the fact that I don't like some of the things he's done. He signed this new contract, which fine, okay. He's missed a ton of time. He hasn't played particularly well even when he's been on the court. He had the incident last year where he was frustrated about a foul and just tossed the ball in. He's been caught yelling at Kobe Altman, complaining about teammates in the past. And now he's going to go play the Olympics when he's barely been able to live up to his contract. Do you have a problem with that at all? I do, but I'm a sports talk show host. What do you think?
Well, I think and hope the Cubs are part of that decision and discussion to make sure that they're paying him a lot of money, as you know, in the $30 million range. So to make sure he's fully healthy, to make sure that this won't impact the Cavs next season, the 21-22 season, when they get tip-off in mid to late October. But, yeah, I'd have some concerns as an executive that, the guy, as I look at his game total over the last 5 years, are all 60 games and lower, down to 22 and 25 in two of the last 3 years. So your most important job as an executive is to make sure your players are healthy and peaking, when the season's going on. And if Kevin can do that and use the Olympics to play at a high level, to get into shape or stay in shape, and then transition that to the regular season, that's a good thing. But the organization and Love in particular need to make sure that happens, given his lack of availability for Cleveland over the past couple of seasons.
Ryan, last thing. Can Darius Garland and Colin Sexton be a starting backcourt together for a good NBA team, or does one of them have to go, or at the very least be a bench player?
Yeah, I think they need a little more size, in the backcourt. Actually, they drafted Isaac Okoro last year in the wing. The verdict's still out in him. He showed some flashes this year, but was up and down, as most rookies tend to be. So I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they split that pair up. Just from a athleticism and defensive standpoint, I think they might need somebody bigger and a little better defensively to make up for some of the shortcomings. I think if you look around the league, that is probably one of the more undersized backcourts when you take the combined height, length, and all that of Garland and Sexton, put them together.
Ryan, appreciate the time, man. Thank you for joining me.
Time, Adam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.